Due to technical difficulties, portions of this audio recording are not available. We apologize for any inconvenience, but thank you for taking the time to listen.
Put a period there and preach the rest of the year. Well, no, more than the rest of the year. That wouldn't be long. Next year. Through that great statement, for the grace of God. Looking back and thinking about how God sent His Son, who is His grace, the graciousness of God, has appeared to all men. God's grace has been good for the year we've come through, and it's good for the new year. So here's a definition from the old year and for the new year with regard to grace. So I just call God's active favor. Grace is God's active favor, the giving or the bestowing of the greatest gift upon you and I, upon those who have deserved the greatest punishment. Did you exchange any gifts this year? This is the greatest exchange gift that ever has, would, could, will take place. What an exchange. The grace of God. The favor of God. The grace of God, God's active favor, active giving of the greatest gift for those who deserve, as we do, who deserve the greatest punishment. What an exchange. This is the greatest of the greatest gifts ever. The greatest exchange ever. The perfect exchange of the greatest gift ever for the worst. The most horrible ever, you and I. And God's great grace. That's why he starts here, the grace for the grace of God. God's grace is powerful and has powerfully penetrated the darkness, deadness. Our spiritual deadness, our spiritual darkness. So verse 11 reads, God's grace that brings salvation has appeared. We talked about how the, that split second between 2019 and 2020, when the one ends and the next one begins, all at once the new year will be here. Now, we're not going to hear anything happen, I don't think, when that split second takes place, change from year to year. But it's going to appear. It'll be here. In an instant, we'll be saying, oh, now it's 2020. It's kind of a, when you look at the verse here, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. The idea of appearing is that of something happening, an understanding of something, a grasping of something. Even the word epiphany can be used here. Having an epiphany moment, an aha type of moment. To appear suddenly. To make itself known. To something to come into sight, to be visible. Become visible without any apparent cause to bring it about. It's a life-changing grace of realization. It's kind of the rest of the story, as it were. The simple illustration is that of, for those of you who get up early enough to see it and realize it does happen, there is a moment when the sun rises. I think some might just think it's always there because but it has a moment when it rises. Years ago, I was at I think it was a Christmas musical, might not have been, but there was a large choir singing, and one of the men with the solo, he had stepped down off the riser from way in the back and came around front and sang a solo, and then as the choir continued, he made his way around back, and there's one of those moments when it happened, everyone in the audience laughed, and the poor choir director, he didn't know what was going on. But it was one of those, there was just he wasn't there, then all at once his head appeared up on the platform in between the others. You know, an empty spot, then all at once, whoop, there he was. It was one of those appearing moments, unexpected, and a pop-up type of situation. Well, God's grace has appeared to you and I, sitting and living in darkness, in the shadow of death. God's grace suddenly appeared, dawned upon us. Look at chapter 3 of Titus and verse 4. Titus 3, 4. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man, what? It appeared. Yeah, Christ, when he came, appeared, was there. The instant of it. Look back in your Bible there to Luke, please, and chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, as we have the account here of prophetic words from Zacharias, Luke chapter 1, as the Holy Spirit had him to write and to set forth information with regard to John the Baptist and what John the Baptist, his son, Zacharias' son would be doing in his ministry and work, then he'd be the one in Luke chapter 1, verse 78, he'd be the one presenting the one who was to appear, the day spring, verse 78, the Lord Jesus Christ, from on high has visited us. Why has Christ come? To give light to those who sit where? In darkness. And they sit in the shadow of death. Perhaps it's where you're seated this morning. Yeah, a fella can sit right in church and be sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death. All those days, months, years, before you were redeemed, you sat in darkness. You sat in the shadow of death. It's where the majority of the world sits today. And Christ, who has appeared, is the one who can take care of that darkness. I'd like to use a little illustration, if you would hang in there with me and look at the book of Acts. Acts chapter 27. Acts 27. This little illustration, there was a shipwreck underway. The detail of the shipwreck is being brought out and written about here and thought about. And so Paul, who was aboard the ship that was being destroyed by many think was a hurricane that was going on. And here's the wording of it, you know. They were trying to survive in verse 19, throwing everything overboard. And read this verse. Look at this verse 20. The scripture says, now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, you know, no light, no, just total darkness and the seas ramping up around them. And he says, and no small tempest beat on us, and all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. You know, the verse is a picture of all peoples, their lives being lived before the grace of God appears to them. That was my life, verse 20. It's the way life was, the feelings of life before Christ. Lost for many days, beat upon, no light, no life, fearful. No one speaking a word of hope or help, despair crushing their lives. Had given up, no hope, all hope was gone, felt abandoned. You know, it's a delightful thing when you feel that way and someone steps into your life to give you help and hope, words of encouragement. And of course, Paul stands up and gives them encouragement. Hope when it all looked like it indeed was totally lost. And those who live around us and the location God has had us to live right now, you are that person to stand up and encourage by the grace of God in what appears to be a hopeless situation for them. Without Christ, without the grace of God, indeed it is. And in the midst of it all, you can, even in your own challenges of life, be that one who stands up in the midst of all that are saying all is lost and bring the words of encouragement to them. They needed light to appear. And as it were, something to appear from nowhere to help them. So it is with the folks of the world, even those who know not what desperate situation they are in. The God of grace is that light, and indeed he is has appeared by way of his Son. And I just mentioned a few brief things as you go back to verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation, the grace of God is a person, it's his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has appeared to all men. And we say, when did that take place? Well, we've just finished celebrating and rejoicing in when Jesus was born, when he appeared, when words of life flowed of beautifully from his lips, when Jesus healed the sick and the lame, and on we could go with the list, when he cleansed lepers, when he cast out demons, when he raised people from the dead. This is the one who appeared. The grace of God brings salvation, has appeared. This is who it is. When Jesus laid down his own life, his own physical life, grace of God has appeared. For those who had no hope in darkness and on the sea, as we just read about, when nothing was available, no help, no hope, given up, Christ dies in their stead. In order to take up his life again, that we might have life, he appeared. So light has appeared. That is, God has appeared. One of the things sometimes we do a lot of complaining maybe about all the Christmas lights. You know, the neighbor's got so many lights, I have to wear a mask when I go to bed. Or the lights keep me awake, and lights. But it's one of the few things that the world has gotten right. You know, when Christ came, light came. It's a great opportunity to witness and speak to others of the real light and the light of the glorious gospel. The light has appeared. God appeared. God has appeared. God, the maker of light, has appeared on earth, which he made. Grace appeared when Christ suddenly appeared. Some of our Christmas songs think of that, suddenly coming. So in the past, he appeared for our benefit in the future. The future's now, we're living in. So now is the day of salvation, which God's grace has brought graciously to this earth. So what will we do with it? I know your evening service is kind of some challenges to think about what to do in the year 2020, have that 2020 vision, the things of God. I think one of them is to realize that God has placed you in the home you're in, on the street you're in the job you're in, there to be the one that presents and lives the grace of God. What a glorious privilege that God would use his words from our lips to encourage others to consider him whom to know is life eternal. What will you as an individual and you as a part of this local church do with the grace of God in 2020? He has come. Christ has appeared. His message remains. He's a person to present, the person of God himself. That one who has appeared, look at verse 15 as we close, is of whom we're to speak. Speak about him. I realize in our own lives there might be tough things going on and challenging things, but there's nothing more challenging and tough than hell. And you can be the mouthpiece to speak the things of God. Maybe just to one. Wouldn't it be nice in 2020 to be the instrument that God uses to see at least one come to saving faith in Christ? Wow. Might God use us in that way? Might we have that heart desire to be one who takes and presents the grace of God, the Lord Jesus Christ? And we pray, Lord, give me one. Sometimes we say, I want to witness to everybody. Yeah, well, that's a nice thought. How about one? How about speaking to one? How about one? 2020. How delightful. The grace of God has appeared. That's happened in the past, but now in the present we present him. Our Father, take your word, apply it to our lives as need be. All of us need to be kind of built up a bit, Father, and be encouraged a bit to get about your business, not to be ashamed of the grace of God. And thank you for Jesus who has come, and thank you now that by your mercy and grace we can go and speak. Always have a word ready about Jesus. And indeed keep our eyes ahead for the coming, the appearing of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.